Hi guys, welcome to my podcast. My name is Toby. How are you guys doing today? I've missed you guys. God. But yeah, we're here. And we're here to discuss a question or ponder on a question per se. Let's put it like that. You know, so the question is there a good kind of fear? You know, can fear be good? Is fear a good thing or a bad thing? So I would have said, I want to hear your opinions, but this is not like a radio show where you can call in and all that. So sorry, guys. I'm just going to like navigate this whole talk, you know, approach it from both sides, like fear being good and bad. And then after the episode, when you guys listen, just like send me feedbacks and all that, you know, and let's like solve this whole fear issue once and for all. So is there a good kind of fear? Guys, funny enough, my favorite actors in the world, like if you tell me who is your favorite actor, there are two. Like I cannot even pick one to be like, oh, this one is number one, the other one is number two. Nope, two of them are my favorite together, and they are Will Smith and Shah Rukh Khan. So, surprisingly or fascinatingly, is that a word? These two have different opinions on fear, basically, or based on things I've seen on the internet and YouTube videos I've watched and all that. So, Shah Rukh Khan thinks, not thinks, but he has said that the fear of failure is what actually helped to put him in the position that he is in right now. You know, if you don't know Shah Rukh Khan, I don't know, I cannot help you, really. Because if I want to be like, oh, I'm not going to like explain who he is. If you don't know him, I cannot help you. That is just it. So, he's actually quite popular and successful and all that. Like, he has done well for himself, you know. And he talked about losing both parents at like a young age. He lost his father like first, and then remembering saying, oh, like the night his dad died, that he was the one that drove the car. He was quite young, like still a teenager or even pre-teenage years. I cannot even really remember. And sure, but that's not what we're even talking about today. But losing the other parent and like seeing how he grew up poor and all that, and seeing that he does not want like this life for himself. Like he knows if he doesn't hustle hard, like this is the life that is waiting for him, and he doesn't want it. And the idea that, yo, if you do not do anything real quick, this is the life waiting for you, it scared him so much that it pushed him to like go hustle, like anything, you know. That he like sort of stumbled on acting, because he like didn't, you know, these people that they ask them at 5 years old what they want to be. I want to be a doctor, and then end up growing up to become doctor. So it's not as if like they ask Shah Rukh Khan at 5 what do you want to be, and he's like, yeah, I want to be an actor. So he like stumbled. It was hustle that made him stumble on the whole acting thing, because like, yeah, anything that would like give me a good life, you know, make me money and like escape like this life of poverty. So it was the fear of failure, fear of failing, and like living that kind of life, like that made him like hustle extra hard, like to make sure he was successful, that kind of thing. So you know when failure motivates you to like actually become successful. On the other hand, Will Smith, I think it was a video I watched when Will Smith turned 50 that I was doing bucket list. So like Uncle Cam, that I was going, hey, what they still call that thing? Skydiving, even the other one, is it bungee jumping? Please, if I don't pronounce it well, don't laugh at me. So he would do like weird things, you know, stuff like that. I think there was one time he took his children to, they went sea diving in a sea with sharks and all that stuff, you know. And he was telling them that, oh, he takes them on this kind of experiences that so that like they would rid themselves of every kind of fear, you know, that you only become something, like trying to explain that, you know, when you rid yourself of every kind of fear, that like there's no limit to what you can achieve. So it's not like, oh, you want to do this but you're scared of, no, like you approach everything in life fearlessly. Like anything you want, you go for it because you actually want it and make sure you achieve it, you know. without like having any fear of, oh, what if not? No, go do your thing fearlessly and be the best you can be. And this is both men with different approach or opinions and thoughts on fear being massively successful in their fields and what they do. And it's weird that it's like opposing views that motivate them. So we are like, okay, is so Shah Rukh Khan's kind of fear is like the good kind of fear, I suppose. It was, I mean, the fear was good for him to like be successful, but Will Smith, for him, fear was bad. Like, any fear at all, remove it so that I can be successful. So we're thinking, so this question, is there a good kind of fear? I asked that question to myself on one day in 2016. I remember I was in year one and I was walking back from tutorial. I just attended the tutorial and I was walking back to my hostel. And like those walks were like moments of like me having thoughts like to myself and like trying to navigate things and all that. I think I was navigating like my growing up and all that. How I literally grew up in fear, basically, you know. My mom, I've said in one of the episodes that my mom is a terror. Jesus. Eh? I used to fear my mom more than I fear God. Like, what? Who is God? Eh? My mom will shout at you, you will start crying. My mom will be like beating someone else. Like, you're hearing the sound of the beating. You have started crying. You did not do anything, no. Like, her presence alone, like, you have no other option than to be prim and proper, you know, stuff like that. She would always shout and make sure everything is like perfect and stuff. So we're like always scared of her and make sure we did things, not because we wanted to do them, maybe because we knew or thought it was the right thing to do, but because of this woman, we fear, we're like so scared of her. So the fear we had for her, we like became proper. So I was thinking about my life, like, okay, fine, I turned out good, I think, you know. See me in the university at barely 15 or 16. Okay, I think I was already 16 then. I'd done my birthday, you know, in year one. So I turned out good, and I'm studying a course. I'm like brilliant, sort of, because I can, like, I know book because my mom we beat. So, and I'm thinking, so all these things have, the fear of, oh, offending my mom has made me turn out good. So is that a good kind of fear? So at what point do I, like, so if this is a good kind of fear, do I retain that fear or do I rid myself of every kind of fear? I mean, considering Will Smith and all that, you know, I had this moment to myself. I was asking myself, oh, what do I do with this bloody fear thing? Sometimes I'll be reading my book, not because maybe I like, cuckoo like reading or anything, but maybe because I'm scared of what will happen if I like have one carryover, Jesus. Like maybe the world will sink, like the world, the earth will open and that we enter inside, like sink inside or something. You know, I used to be like scared of everything. Thinking about even, do you know the Bible have this, is it phrase? Let me call it phrase. And that is even my sister's name. They went to name my sister Eguchukwu. So that's the fear of God. And you know what they say about the fear of God being the beginning of wisdom and all that. So the Bible even endorses fear, sort of, in there, that you say we should fear God. But then I also think somewhere in the Bible where they're like, oh, do not be afraid and stuff. So Bible, can you be certain at one place you're telling us fear God, meaning like, okay, so there's a good kind of fear, the fear you have for God, then there is the other kind of fear you're telling us to rid ourselves of all kind of fear. At the same time, I think if you reason it, you can understand where they are coming from this point where, oh, rid yourself of every kind of fear, and you also understand where they are coming from when they say, oh, the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. I think that like whole fear of God thing is also the same thing with like the fear of my mother. I was like so scared of her, yo, that I would like turn out proper and stuff. So, but should that fear really be a thing? So I think I started getting rid of my own fears, especially fear of failure, because it was in my final year. I was becoming bolder. I'm like, okay, this reading, do I even have to, like, why am I so scared of failing and all that? So I'm like, okay, I'm no longer scared of failing. So I'll see myself, I don't need to read it again. I'm like, hey, this girl, you can't fail. What's all this? But thank God, I started struggling with school because I no longer had the fear. So I noticed fear was my motivation through school. I was scared, oh, what if I get a carryover? What if I do not get a first class? What if, what not, and what if this? I was so scared of failing. I'm like, yo. So at a point, I had to like rid myself of every fear, because what the fear was also doing to me was that, yes, the fear of failure was keeping me focused in my books and all that, but I was also scared of like other aspects of life. I won't like go and do things because I'm scared, you know. I wouldn't like be bold. I wouldn't have like self-esteem because I'm scared, I'm timid and all that. So I'm like, you, I don't have to be, I can be bold. And I see bold people, I envy them. I'm like, I want to be like this. So, and I think my body does not know half fear and full fear, or my body cannot distinguish good fear and bad fear. So my body is that if we are being, my body's own is that if we are being fearful today, fearful to the end, you know, we are fearing everything. So we'll do the good kind of fear that will keep you focused in your academics because you're scared of failure. We're also going to do the fear that will make you scared of every other thing, that you're not going to be bold and you're going to be timid and like have low self-esteem forever. Ha. So when I'm like, okay, I'm done with this fear thing. So the fear is also, okay, fine. You're going to be bold and like no longer be timid and have self-esteem issues and stuff. But at the same time, like the fear that is making you, oh, fear of failure and all that is going to go. Meaning you can just, because me, then from year one to year three, there's no day that we pass that we not read my book. Like come back from lecture, maybe rest more, eat. I'll go down, my hostel had a reading room or something. Like go down there to that reading room and make sure I start reading. You know, it was crazy. And so when I started reading myself of all these kind of fears and stuff, so it was like, I'll see myself like watching film. Then we used to share film a lot in the hostel. So I'd be like, oh, do you have a new film? Yes, give me. I'll just be there watching film. 3 days, four days, I've not read my book. I'm good. And I'm like, ah, this guy, sure you will not feel like this. I'm like, I'm fine. I don't care. Because the fear is gone. I'm like, what the hell is this? What am I doing? You know, it got to a point, I'm like, yo, this thing is getting out of hand. If I don't watch myself, I'm going to fail. It's not as if like, I still had the fear, but I'm like, think about it, wisdom. You cannot not have carryover from year one to year three, only for you to come in your final year to come and fail and have extra year. Like, for what? Like, who is going to pay your extra year school fees? This girl better be wise. So I think I'm like, okay, shoot, I need something to keep me focused. And yeah, I think I finally found my way around it, sort of, and like made sure. So in final, I pushed myself a lot in final year. I went for night class every bloody night in that final year. I'm not a night class person, you know, going to like classrooms to read at night and stuff. Most of those nights I did not read because I could never just be there. I would be uncomfortable, or maybe I would even sleep. But even if it's 2 seconds, I look at my book. That was me forcing myself that, yo, this girl, you cannot go and nanny, you know, you cannot go and waste. Better come, and even if it's 2 seconds, you look at your book and see a word, Substack or anything, you'll be like, yes, that, like, you have that word registered in your head. The next day, if you go another 2 seconds, you see another word like that. Just build it and make sure, like, you read something, like, something is in your head, and like, not you telling yourself, oh, no fear, so you no longer read and stuff. And it was crazy because I could not find a balance, you know. And the truth is, lately I've been trying to be Team Will Smith. Let me put it like that, because there's Team Will Smith and Team Shahrukh Khan. Let's do it like that. Lately I've been trying to be Team Will Smith, like ridding myself of every kind of fear, because lately I've been like more bold and more opinionated and more open to share things like without fear of anything. But at the same time, I think I'm also being lax and lazy, because I'm like, yeah, I don't care, I don't fear maybe anything and stuff. So I don't take risks, I do not like make the best use of opportunities, and it's like almost self-sabotage, and it's crazy, you know. Yes, I'm here bold and all, but at the same time I'm also self-sabotaging by not like, if I have fear of, oh, I don't want to be, let's say, poor in life, I can be like you, I want to make 500k, so I'll pressure myself, you, I must get that 500k job. And not me being like, I cannot come back and kill myself, I beg. Any job I see, I do. If I do not see job, I rest. That kind of thing. And I need a balance. I don't know. Okay, this is the point where I'm like, yo, you guys, what do you think? What do you guys think, like, the good kind of fear and the bad kind of fear? And if you're like team fear, you know, even have the, like, the team Shahrukh Khan, you know, having fear of failure motivates you. Or if your team Will Smith, that you rid yourself of every kind of fear to be able to be bold enough, like, to do anything you want to do. And maybe how does Will Smith and Shahrukh Khan exist in one person? You know, how do you, like, know that, okay, yeah, sometimes you need, like, a kind of fear to motivate you. Other times you need to rid yourself of fear to be able to achieve more, and have, like, your body distinguish, okay, when to activate this fear and when to turn off that fear, and how to even, like, strike that balance. Because it's crazy, I've not been able to, you know. And yeah, I don't want to ruin my life by sabotaging my life, but at the same time, I do not also want to, like, stop being bold and do things I want to do, or be myself unapologetically. So guys, how do we approach this? Just, yeah, give me just send me all your feedback, send me everything you can send, and let me know how to put two and two together to come to a balance. So yeah, that is today's episode, guys, and I'll see you next week, yeah, for the longer episodes, and then on Friday for the shorter episodes. So, bye, guys.